universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Several times a week, I call my dad. He lives up in Wisconsin. I'm down in Missouri. My dad is 96 years old, and I just want to stay in contact with him. I think so much and so highly of him. I am who I am because of my mom and my dad, and I respect him so very much. And when we talk on the phone, we'll talk about the weather, we'll talk about sports, we'll talk about the chores we're doing, whether it be laundry or washing the sinks, and then we'd sometimes talk about politics. Oh, I really love it when I can get him off of those subjects to talk about days of old, when he was growing up as a kid. Oh my gosh, it's so fun to hear some of his stories, and I've learned a couple stories. He says, oh, I don't remember thinking that, and here I'm talking about it. Oh, it's so much fun. And as I think about my dad, both in the conversations and talking about the past, and as I think about the past growing up, you know, I never remember my dad raising his voice. Now, he talked very sternly every once in a while. David, I think I've told you that story about being caught in Sunday school, messing around. If I haven't, I should someday. I remember a couple times when he would scold me and he'd have that firm voice, but he never raised his voice. But Mom did most of the talking, but he was always there and he would always make sure his voice was heard. I'm mentioning all of this because this being Holy Week, there's one situation, one episode, one reading, which is, well, it reminded me of my dad. Jesus, as you know, went through the countryside of Israel, healing, teaching, preaching. He showed a gentle spirit, showing mercy and kindness to people. He taught people. He came into Jerusalem on that Sunday we call Palm Sunday. People were waving branches. He smiled. He'd probably touch them. He said nice words. Well, on Monday, at least traditionally the next day, he came into the temple area, and he got angry. And it doesn't say he raised his voice, but close to it. It does say that he was angry. And in Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13, it says he came into the temple area, and he drove all of the buyers and the sellers. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. Oh, he was really mad, Jesus was. Now think about it. Here he was, this gentle, kind spirit, helping people, being nice, and now you see something totally different. I think because he had such a gentle spirit all the time, they didn't see this as a violent spirit. They respected him. And it's actually recorded in Mark, Luke, and John. No one stopped him. Everyone paid attention. And I think it's because, again, they respected him. And they realized they were wrong. Now, where was this in the temple? There's really three parts to the temple. There is the courtyard, and it's called the courtyard of the Gentiles. And the Gentiles could be there. Those are people who wanting to believe in God, as the Israel faith taught, but they couldn't enter further. But they could go there, and this is the key, they could pray. Well, if people were to go to the next spot, and that would be the Israelites, to offer a sacrifice, well, they usually would hand the sacrifice to the priest to go into the holy place to do this. Well, because people were traveling from all over the country, they couldn't bring doves with them. They couldn't bring a sheep. So they would buy it there. And it was supposedly to be a convenience. Well, unfortunately, the people were taking advantage of them. And the money changers, what's that about? Well, it was a law. You could not use anything that had an image of a human being on a coin in the temple of God. And so they all had to exchange the coins to a shekel, which was the Hebrew Israel coinage. And again, They were exorbitant in their exchange rate. That's what made Jesus so angry. People were taking advantage of a situation which was supposed to be a good thing, and they were using it for their own advantage to make more money. And that was overshadowing, especially in this area, the fact that we went on to say in verse 14, it is written, I'm sorry, verse 13 of Matthew, it is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And that's what he's pointing out, that people were stealing, basically. I mean, sure, some exchange rate acceptable, but not, you know, I don't know what the rate was, but 20%, you know, when it should be 3%. And so Jesus showed a whole different side. I'm wondering a couple things. First, isn't it interesting Jesus didn't say, my house is a house of worship? Huh, you would think he'd say that, worship. Or, my house is a house of sacrifice. He said, my house is a house of prayer. Why is that? I can think of two reasons. First, worship, as we learn, is a lifelong thing. We do it everywhere, every place, every day, all the time. It's our life. We gather to worship and praise God in song and hear His Word, sure, but that's not the only time we worship. And then sacrifice. Sacrifices were made for specific things, for sins, for thanks, but the temple courtyard especially was so people could come and know that God was there and that they could go to God and find comfort and strength from God. Well, two other Bible verses popped in my head. One, Jesus said to the woman at the well in John 14, there will come a time where you will worship Him not in this place or that place, but the true worshipers will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so our worship is done wherever we are. That's what I kind of alluded to. And then there's one other verse that came to mind from Paul. Do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you? Yeah, it's from 1 Corinthians. And so we are a house of God. Our very bodies. Because remember, Jesus also said, and this is what really got him crucified, he said, tear down this temple and in 3 days I'll rebuild it. And everyone laughed and chuckled and they thought they were talking about the big temple, the building, when he was actually talking about his body. You see, our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit dwells within us. That's why we worship everywhere. And that's why we should be about prayer all the time, all the time. Just think about it. It made Jesus angry that people weren't praying. Prayer is important to Jesus. He wants to hear from us. And so that's why I think I'm going to take the next couple podcasts and talk about prayer, the different aspects, ways, ideas, so that we might be more about prayer. And with that, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and offered the absolute sacrifice. You did the exchange, a high cost. You paid your blood to redeem us. Not gold or silver, not a sheep, not a goat, not a lamb, a cow. No, your very body, to forgive our sins, to take them away. You paid the price, so that now we can come to you at any time and everywhere and give you our praise and petitions and supplications and whatever else is on our mind. Lord, help us to pray to you and do so in faith, love, and trust. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening, and I love to hear from you. I do regularly from quite a few of you. Wouldn't mind from hearing from others. You can respond if you get the email notice just by hitting reply, or you can write me at dave@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.